Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get some extremely local news from Black Club Chicago and say good morning to Seamus Toomey. We hate hearing about these businesses that have been around forever that are closing up. What's going on here, Seamus?
Morning, Bob. Yes, especially hardware stores. There's something about hardware stores that really become a community center. You know, everyone needs to go there for something eventually. Gilman Ace Hardware and Logan Square. It's on Milwaukee Avenue at 2118 North Milwaukee. They just announced this week that they will be closing probably in the next month or two. It really depends on how the liquidations, how fast the liquidation sale goes. And, you know, I'd love to say it was a different story than most of these hardware store closings, but a lot of the same problems. The neighborhood around them got really expensive. The rents went up, and you know, people are increasingly going to Amazon and Home Depot and all of that to get their supplies. One twist to this story, and it's been playing out and pretty controversial for some of the neighbors, was the city built a protected bike lane down Milwaukee Avenue right in front of the shop as well. And it, the owner, Alan Gilman, had been warning for a while before it happened, like, you're taking away all of our parking spots and you need to park in front of a hardware store if you're buying heavy things. The bike lane advocates, you know, they argued that, you know, these were all for safety. And in fact, that has saved lives and reduced crashes. But Alan Gilman said, well, it also really reduced my business amid other struggles. So, it's a shame. If you want to check it out, an old school hardware store, 2118 North Milwaukee, everything's on sale right now. And it's discounts will get deeper as we go. But won't be there much more than a month or two.
Closing after nearly 80 years. At Wells Park, there was talk about lights, but now they're not going in. Is that the latest, Seamus?
That's the latest. Yeah, Wells Park, for people that are not familiar, is sort of the centerpiece park for the Lincoln Square neighborhood. It's at Western and Montrose and Lincoln Avenue, right there and sort of in the heart of Lincoln Square at the border of North Center. They really vibrant park and programs there. They have youth baseball leagues that with about 1,600 players. It's the Wells Park Parents Association runs it. And they asked the park district to let them pay for and install lights for night games. It was going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars to do it, but they said it would let them play more night games, use more fields, and let more kids play. There's a waiting list now, and they thought about 300 more kids would be able to play baseball, and the softball teams could use it too. But the neighbors pushed back, sort of like the No Lights at Wrigley Field group. They were just worried that it was just going to change the feel of the neighborhood, bring more traffic, bring more light pollution. So they got the park district's ear during a couple listening sessions, and Rosa Escarino, the head of the park district, just told the youth association the plan is off the table. So they're disappointed, but they're just really listened to the neighbors who were not we're not happy with adding night baseball at Wells Park.
Or softball. And Hollywood is at Montrose Harbor now. What are they filming?
Right, yes. If you're walking the lakefront around Montrose Harbor, or you can see it from DuSable Lakeshore Drive as well, Apple TV Plus is there right now. It's a place called Cricket Hill, which is just a hill in the Harbor's Park. They've got it all roped off, and they're filming something called Durango 60623. That may not be the final title, but it's a it's Apple TV is making a mini series about the science fiction novel called Dark Matter, and they're filming it now. Of note is they've built a house there, and they're going to bury it in fake snow in the next couple days. So I don't have an exact date of when the fake blizzard is, but I guess that's what it's come to in January in Chicago. You've got to do fake snow for Hollywood.
I guess so. Well, let us know if there are any Jennifer Connelly sightings around.
Exactly. Yes. Attention, fans of Jennifer Connelly. Connelly and Joel Edgerton, who played Uncle Owen in the Star Wars movies, they will be in town for filming for Apple TV Plus. Don't have a date yet on when this could possibly air, but it sounds like fun. It's a sci-fi series.
Thanks, Seamus. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob. You too. Happy weekend.
Yep.